This is episode 14, Trash Talking with Eco Warriors.
You're tuning in to Trash Talking with Eco Warriors, where women share inspiring stories about their careers in green business, sustainability, and conservation. Here's your host and founder of Trashy Beauty, Barbara Lee.
Hello, Eco Warriors. Thank you for listening in and sharing with me your morning, evening, lunchtime, whenever it is that you're tuning in. We have had over 8,000 downloads of the podcast so far, and I can't thank you enough for taking part and sharing this podcast with your friends. Today's guest is Camila Lopez Gomez. Camila is the project manager of Impact Zero, an organization in Mexico that's helping businesses to reduce their carbon footprint. She also helps organize Carnaval de Bayadora and is responsible for the festival's green initiatives. Camila is full of such amazing energy and passion for the environment. She really understands and wants to push for the continued sustainability of her home and the planet. I'm really amazed by how she made some tough decisions in her life to pursue her passion for the environment. It's also cool to hear from her about the sustainability movement in Mexico. Let's get trash talking. Camila, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
If you want to explain a little bit about who you are and what it is that you do.
Well, my name is Camila Lopez. I am from Mexico City, and I have always been passionate about the environment since I was little. I work in a consultancy firm that provides sustainable strategies to different type of clients, from events, music events, book fairs, or sport events, to also other companies that want to measure and reduce their ecological footprint.
That's awesome. And the name of your organization is Impact Zero, correct?
Yes, and the name comes with the idea of reducing our impact in the environment and also having a positive impact in the society.
Maybe tell us a little bit about what's the environmental concern like in Mexico? Like, are a lot of people very aware of these issues?
Yes, actually it's very hard because in Mexico, the sustainability is quite new topic, has been present for several years, but not in the production of events. So we are having this obstacle about generating awareness. And in Mexico, like in every other country, we have the climate change problems. So we are facing waste generation problems, lack of clean water. We have in Mexico City a lot of pollution. So we are highly aware of the climate change, but there's just a few offers of how to reduce these problems in, for example, in the events.
Do you feel like it's better or worse compared to other cities in Mexico? Because I've never been, so I'm not really sure. Like, you know, if you talk to people about throwing away their trash properly or about recycling or compost, do they understand these topics?
We have several type of people, someone who are more in touch with these type of topics and someone that have never heard about these sustainable strategies. And comparing Mexico City to other cities in Mexico, it is more easy to the problems in Mexico, as we have a lot of pollution, the sky is gray, we have a lot of cars and traffic. There have been some government strategies in order to reduce the carbon emissions of the cars. So since 2 years ago, we have faced these periods of time where several cars are not allowed to transit in the city in order to reduce these emissions. We also have a problem with water. In Mexico, most of the water that we use in Mexico comes from other states. So sometimes there's a lack of water in many areas in Mexico City.
Wow.
Also, about the waste generation, Mexico City is one of the cities that is more crowded. We are 21 million people, so it's a massive problem of how to control the waste generation. And actually, nowadays, we have to take the garbage to other states in Mexico because we do not have more space for it in Mexico City.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. Why there's a few young people who are trying to give new solutions to private and also to the government.
Sure. So talk a little bit about the direct work that you do, like look like day to day for you in trying to create more ecologically friendly strategies.
Well, I have been working in Impact Zero for 2 years now, and I have noticed the difference since the first day till now. At the beginning, it was very hard to try to contact new clients and to sell them the idea of invest in sustainable strategies. I have been the project manager for music festivals. For example, it's called Carnaval de Baidora.
Cool. So why is this so important to you? How did you get involved in this in particular? Why did you decide that this was the thing that you wanted to do with your life?
Well, I will say that I was very lucky. Since I was little, I had the opportunity to be in contact with the nature. I did a lot of horseback riding with my dad, 2 hours away from Mexico City. So I was highly aware of the importance of taking care of the nature, because I saw the deforestation problems, the pollution of the lakes, waste generations in the nature. Since I was little, I became aware of the importance of giving solutions and also to raise awareness in the people that cross my life path in order to take care of what we all share, that it's the environment.
Awesome. How do you stay inspired on a day-to-day basis to keep doing the work that you're doing?
I have been very aware of the disparities in my country, the social problems, economic, the environmental needs that we have. And I truly believe that having this awareness comes with a huge responsibility of making something about it. So since my first work, I was trying to have a positive impact in my environment, in the society, or in some specific topics about climate change. My last job experience was in a social enterprise that gives solar energy to rural communities that are not connected to the grid. And since I was there, I make a commitment with myself of trying to be always involved in a work that the main core is to have a positive impact in society and environment.
That's awesome. How long ago was that you did that project?
So 3 years ago, I had the opportunity to work with this Mexican enterprise that it's called Ilu Mexico. I did there an internship, a 6-month internship, and I was in charge of getting funds in order to give access to rural families to the solar energy system, so they didn't have energy for many years.
Does that organization still exist? Are they still working on?
Yes, of course.
So you go around kind of like telling these people and at these festivals, like, where did you learn about all of this stuff? Like, did you go to school to study like waste management in particular?
No, actually, I did a business administration degree, but I have always been passionate about environment and society. So I have been reading several documents.
That's so cool. What kind of master's are you looking to do?
I'm looking to do a master's in sustainability. Impact Zero has been having as a role model the UK, as the UK was the first country to apply sustainable strategies in massive events production, such as the Olympics in 2012. So nowadays, what we are doing in Mexico comes from a norm that was made in the UK.
That's so cool. Let's talk about some of these numbers and some of the things that you've been able to accomplish with Impact Zero. And particularly, you have a festival coming up next month that you help organize.
Yes, exactly. It's going to be my third year that I'm working with this festival, that it's called Carnaval de Baidora. And it's amazing to see the process since the first year till now. We have more spaces to talk about sustainability and about the importance of the assistant. And we have a plan to reduce the carbon emissions. So it's providing transport for the assistants in order to reduce the use of cars. So, for example, 3 years ago, per assistant for this event, that is a 2 days festival, every assistant made 4 kilograms of garbage. And so we made a strategy in order to change the material of the cup that was plastic. And now we use a material that is made with corn. So this material is compostable, and in 2 years it disappears naturally. 6 years ago, there was 4 kilograms per assistant, and now it's more than 1 kilogram of waste generation.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's very interesting to see how you can change a small tragedy, and a positive impact, it's huge.
That's so cool. And so do people compost in Mexico?
I know some people that do it, but it's not something that it's highly motivated by the government, or we don't have the spaces in our places to do it. So it's not very common.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of people does it. Actually, in this festival, 2 years ago, we started a program of composting with the food waste that was generated in the 2016 edition. We create a compost with worms.
Oh, cool.
And this project was part of the social impact of the festival in the community where the festival takes place.
Oh, nice.
And now this compost has been growing so much that we have to stop the project because it was out of control how fast it was growing. And it was beautiful to see that taking as material something that was waste for someone then happened to be a new product.
Yeah, absolutely. You said that you did a business administration's degree, but then you've been doing like all of this different like composting, and like where did you learn about these things?
Yes, actually, I decided to study business administration when I was 18 years old because I had no clue of what to do exactly for my academic life. But it was very interesting because nowadays I am very confident that it was a good decision, because it's important to change how business work nowadays in order to make environmental change worldwide.
Sure.
And so since I was studying my previous degree, I was always interested in nature and in composting. So actually I did a 3-week course 3 years ago about composting and the production of my fruits and my vegetables.
Oh, like growing things yourself at home, like a hydroponic system?
Yes, exactly.
Ah, cool. Yeah, hydroponics is all the rage right now, and I really do appreciate the fact that they can make good use of small spaces, and that you can, you know, make some small impact by growing something yourself.
That's the way I have been learning, because of my personal interest and seeing some documentaries and reading the internet. But also my work experience has allowed me to be in contact with experts that actually made a degree in subjects that are in relation with the nature and or with environmental science.
So have you had like a difficult moment to get to this point?
Of course, I had some huge obstacles, but I will say that the one that had the most impact in my life was when I had to decide between two job opportunities. So I was between going to a company that has nothing to do with the environment or going to this startup. So I had to decide about the opportunity and what the salary represented and everything.
Yeah.
So it was a hard moment to decide to follow my passion and my energy to share awareness about environment, or having like a normal in Mexico, in like a normal path.
Sure.
So of course I decided to follow my passion, but I think that was a really hard moment in my experience.
Yeah.
I believe that there's always an option. But yeah, in Mexico, sometimes it's hard. Like, you have to decide between having a steady job or between following your passion, that sometimes they have different paths.
Sure.
And lucky me, I had the opportunity to find this job at Impact Zero that actually has the mix between things I love, that it's music festivals, environmental and social awareness.
Yeah.
So, yes, I'm very happy. And as I was saying, I think that this opportunity comes with a responsibility of share to others.
Yeah, that's amazing. Have you had an inspiring moment in nature?
Yes, of course. I have had several moments with the nature where I have said to myself that I'm in the correct job and experience path.
Mm-hmm.
Like 4 years ago, I was traveling in Asia and I did a volunteer with elephants. And that made me highly aware of the importance of taking care of the animals and of the nature, because they are so fragile and noble.
Yeah.
While I was traveling, I decided that as soon as I was getting back home, I was starting to search for a job that has a and a positive impact.
Was it difficult for you to find something at first?
Actually, in as I was saying, Mexico is a new topic about sustainability. It maybe has 3 years. So when I got back from this trip, that was 4 years ago, it was really hard to find a company that their core is to have a positive impact. So I was trying to work in huge companies in their social area. But at the end, I was very lucky to find my last job that was with a company that gives solar energy to the rural communities.
Yeah, that's so interesting. And I think that's the big difference between here. I know that in other countries, there's not as many opportunities, and I think it's something that we take for granted here.
Yes, exactly. But I think we will get there. Like, I truly believe that each time people have more environmental and social awareness, and we are starting to ask the companies to change how they work. So with the time, we're going to start seeing more companies like Impact Zero.
Yeah. Well, also, I feel like while I was traveling through Central and South America, like the people that I met who are from those countries, a lot of them, to some extent, are a lot more conscious and aware of the environment and the importance of the environment because so many people live off the land still.
Yes, that's true. Actually, a few days ago, I was traveling Guatemala, and I went with a friend to see the sunrise in the Mayan ruins.
Oh, wow. Tikal. Oh, my gosh.
And it was very impressive to be in contact with the jungle and hearing all the noises of the nature, of the animals, seeing the sun, and talking with all the people that we met in our 2 weeks in Guatemala. Like, I was highly aware of how many people still live very close to the nature. Mm-hmm. So they take more care of the nature as the ones that we live in the city, that we don't have it every day. So we are not aware of how beautiful it is and how fragile it is.
Do you have role models or people that you look up to kind of like find inspiration on sustainability and environmental protection?
Yes, I will say that it's Wangari Maathai, this woman from Kenya that won the Nobel Prize because she stood up for the women and from the climate change awareness in Africa. Her motivation in raising awareness, but also reducing the disparities between men and women all around the world. But also I will say that I have role models everywhere, like just seeing people that do care about their consumption habits, about how many plastic they use or how to separate the garbage. So many people has touched my life, and I have learned many things about people who is aware of the importance of reducing our ecological footprint.
Awesome. And do you have any resources like a blog or movies or books or other companies that inspire you that you want to mention?
Well, yes, specific about the event production with sustainability charities, I was told that the UK Olympics, actually their sustainability report is open for the public. Everyone can read it. So I have learned a lot about it and how everyone can apply these charities in every type of event. It doesn't matter if it's an event of 100 people or if it's a massive event. And also I read a book that really inspired me, that it's called Green Giants. And it's about how these huge companies made a change in the core of their strategies, applying sustainability. And nowadays there are these, as the name is, the Green Giants. So are companies that are massive, that have really good income, and that everyone knows them.
Yeah, I think it's a very big misconception that you can't be in business and also make a profit and still keep the planet in mind.
Exactly.
And what are your three tips for someone who wants to live a more eco-conscious lifestyle? I know in the US it's kind of easy and it's kind of the same tips, but maybe you have like specific tips for international listeners that we have.
Yes, of course. Well, I will say that my first tip will be to be aware of everything that we use, like every day, and everything that we consume, from our clothes or our bottle of water. So to be aware of where it comes from. So if it's from other countries or from our countries. So if we consume of local things, we reduce ecological footprint. But also like to be aware of who made that product, because there's also a lot of social disparities. So I will say that just to be aware of everything that we use in order to take better decisions, if we really need to use that, or if we can have another product to stop using the one that comes from other country or something like that. And I also will say, of course, like to reduce our waste generation, so to recycle. And the third, it will be to use the bike to move around. Like if we have the possibility to get to our jobs by walking or using the bike, so to avoid the transport.
Yeah, those are good ones. Do you have something crazy or outlandish that you've done in the name of nature or sustainability?
No, not yet. I wouldn't say I have made something very, very crazy, but someday.
Maybe you don't think it's crazy, but you've done it.
That's really small things. I do it very often. Actually, when I'm walking from my house to my work, if I see waste in the floor, I always pick it up and take it with me. I think there are small activities that can have a small impact, but positive.
Yeah, that's great. Tell us a little bit more about the festival Bayora.
Yes, it's in February. So it's in February 16 till the 18. It's called Carnaval de Bayora, and it's in a natural reserve, 2 hours away from Mexico City. And this year it's going to be the 6th edition of this art and music festival. That brings talent from all around the world. And the sustainability program has been working since the first edition. Actually, in the first edition, it was a group of people singing some songs to make awareness in the assistance about waste generation. And nowadays, it's a huge program that has several strategies in all the areas that produce the festival.
Cool. How many people go to this festival?
10,000 people
Wow.
goes to the festival. Most of the attendants are from Mexico, but also we have from other countries as Europe, well, countries in Europe and United States.
Cool.
So it has been growing a lot. The first edition was less than 2,000 people, and now it's 10,000, so it has been growing.
What type of music is it? Like, what can people expect? Because there's the potential that I might be coming down to the festival, and I think it'd be really great if some of
our,
yeah, it'd be really great if some of our listeners came and found us and said hi. I'd be over the moon if someone showed up and told me that they've listened to my podcast.
Yes, I will say it's every type of music. We have a really good electronic scene, indie. Yes, it's of every type. But what I was more than the music, it's the whole experience. So it's like leaving the city, going to this natural reserve where there's a river. Actually, you start swimming in one point of the river, and then you appear in the last stage. So while you are in the river, you cross several stages and listen to different music. So it's like the complete experience, because there are also some workshops about personal care, about the environment. And actually this year we're going to have this new platform that I'm co-working with a girl that is called Celine in Bayora. And this platform was inspired in another music festival that is called Glastonbury in the UK.
Ah, yeah.
We had the opportunity to be there last summer, and we were invited in order to learn about the sustainability program. So what we saw in this festival is that they use the festival as a platform to generate awareness in several topics, in economic, social, politics. So now in this edition of Bayora, we're going to have this platform that is called Foro La Linterna. So we are going to have several guests that will talk about their experience in event production, in the use of sustainable strategies in festivals, about the importance of taking care of the corals in the Riviera Maya. So it's going to be a place to see the different subjects and to learn.
That's amazing. That's so cool. I went to a similar festival called Envision in Costa Rica, and it's also a zero waste festival. It's really cool.
That's amazing. I haven't never been there, but yeah, it's also in my list of the sustainable festivals to experience.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. I didn't know to expect all of this, but like everyone has to bring their own like utensilware and none of the food vendors actually give out like wrappers or anything. They give you maybe like a banana leaf for your food, or you bring your own dishware and they put your food into your own containers, but no one will give you. Yeah, there's no single use, nothing there. Everyone has to bring like everything from their own cups to their own bottles for water to your silverware that you use to eat with.
That sounds amazing. Actually, we are not there yet with this carnival that it's Vaidora, but we offer like all the plates and the cups are for made of corn, so it's more friendly, eco-friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we offer a lot of solutions like the waste generation and this type of material to get the beverage and the food.
Sure.
So we will get there someday, but each year we have been reducing the general ecological footprint, so it's amazing.
Well, I'll bring my utensil set and my reusable bottle, and maybe you can too.
Yes.
Cool, awesome. I will definitely link all that information in case someone wants to come and join the festival. I know the tickets are still available. It's honestly not that expensive for the festival. I looked up tickets to get down there. I think it was like round trip $300 or $400. Pretty accessible for someone who wants to kind of join and enjoy nature at its best. If someone wants to find you or contact you, how can they reach you?
They can reach me to my email, that it's CAMLOP@impactzero.org.
Cool. And I'll link that in the notes, and I'll definitely link to Impact Zero and your project and the festival, and hopefully...
That's amazing.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see some people out there.
That would be amazing. Mexico has a lot to offer, and we are trying to make a change, so it would be amazing to have people from abroad to see.
Sure, awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show, Camila.
Thank you, Barbara. It was a really nice experience.
If anyone's interested in coming to Carnaval de Vaidora, I highly suggest that you check out their website. The tickets are fairly inexpensive and the transport is easily taken care of by the festival. So I highly recommend that you come down, check out. There's an entire sustainability stage. I'm going to be there. Camila will be there. You can come and meet us. It would be fantastic to see some of you down there, and make sure to connect with me and let me know if you're headed down. Definitely recommend that you check out the photos. The place looks absolutely beautiful, and I cannot wait to go down in the middle of February, escape the winter in New York a little bit, and check out this amazing art festival in the middle of the jungle. Hopefully I see some of you there. We should do this interview in Spanish. What do you guys think? I know my Spanish isn't perfect, but I think it would be cool to start making this a bilingual podcast and make it that much more accessible to people around the world. Do you have someone you would share this podcast to if it were translated to Spanish? Write in or hit me up in social media and let me know. We are full steam ahead on planning our first Eco Warrior meetup. On the evening of February 23rd, it's a Friday, we will be touring Farm One's underground hydroponic farm. If you didn't listen to episode 13, last week's episode where we interviewed Dana, the operations manager of Farm One, I suggest you go back and listen. And then go visit our Facebook page or email me. I'm Barbara@trashybeauty.com. And sign up to join us for the tour. It's normally $50 a person, but for our private buyout, we're doing it at $30 a person. And the tour will include some very eco-friendly Prosecco and some herbs from the farm for you to take home. I'm also going to sweeten the deal, and we're going to bring you some additional eco goodies to take home, including Trashy Beauty Coffee Scrub. There are only a couple spots left, so please email me or join the Facebook group and reach out to me on Facebook Messenger and come meet us in person. I'd love to meet some of you. We have another super special episode again next week. I keep saying this, but it really is. So tune in again next time, Eco Warriors. Stay green.
Thanks for talking dirty with us. Tune in next week for more Trash Talking with Eco Warriors. For more inspiration, follow us on Instagram @TrashyBeautyCo.